From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking diplomatic action against countries that co-sponsored the UN Security Council resolution against the buildup of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as a capital for a future state. In a change from policy, the United States abstained from voting rather than exercise its usual veto. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the U.S. had reservations about the resolution's wording.
Some may cast the U.S. vote as a sign that we have finally given up on a two-state solution. Nothing could be further from the truth. None of us can give up on a two-state solution.
Israel's ambassador to the U.N., Danny Dannon, said the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
Instead of charting a course forward, you are sending a message to the Palestinians that they should continue on the path of terrorism and incitement.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of the settlements in Palestinian territory occupied since 1967. Rhodes noted that there are now 90,000 settlers living east of the barrier that Israel has itself created. Germany is searching for possible accomplices of the suspected Berlin truck attacker a day after he was killed in a shootout with Italian police in Milan. The 24-year-old allegedly crashed into a Christmas market, killing 12 people. German police have arrested two brothers from Kosovo, suspected of planning an attack on a shopping mall. It's not clear if they were connected with the Berlin attack. This is VOA News. Western security officials are increasingly worried the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives from infiltrating their countries. Fears once centered on IS using migrant and refugee flows to sneak in highly trained operatives bent on carrying out attacks. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is warning local law enforcement agencies across the United States that Islamic State militants are calling for attacks on churches and other sites where holiday crowds might gather. The announcement came Friday after the militants posted a list of U.S. churches as possible targets on its social media sites. As part of the continuous dialogue with our law enforcement partners, said FBI spokesman Andrew Ames Friday, the FBI routinely shares information about potential threats to better enable law enforcement to protect the communities they serve. Ames said citizens are advised to maintain awareness of their surroundings and report suspicious activity, and he added that the FBI is tracking the matter while they investigate the credibility. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday to check on their homes after the last rebels left the city Thursday. Residents crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been on the front lines of the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for 5 years. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia, Iran, and Turkey and Syria have agreed to hold peace discussions to resolve the conflict in Syria. West Africa's regional bloc has threatened to use force in Gambia if the country's longtime leader does not step down in January as scheduled following his loss in presidential elections. The chairman of ECOWAS, Marcel D'Souza, told reporters the bloc has a standby force. The regional group has been leading diplomatic efforts to try to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step down. Jammeh, who has ruled Gambia for 22 years, initially accepted defeat after December's presidential election, but a week later changed his mind. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump used Twitter to call for an expansion of American nuclear military capabilities. The TV network MSNBC reports the president-elect told the network to let it be an arms race. "We will outmatch them at every pass and outlast them all." Trump press secretary Sean Spicer subsequently said there would be no arms race because other countries would come to their senses. Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters he sees nothing unusual in Mr. Trump's pledge to strengthen U.S. nuclear forces, noting that the president-elect had said as much in his campaign speeches. And again, Christians from around the world gathered in Bethlehem Saturday for Christmas Eve celebrations. Palestinian security forces increased their presence in light of attacks this year at a church in Egypt and Jordan. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.